while riding on a train going west. I fell asleep for to take my rest. I dreamed a dream that made me sad, concerning myself and the first few friends I had.
Is it true that you've changed your name? And if so, what's your real name?
My real name was Knezovich. And I changed it to avoid obvious relatives that come up to you in different parts of the country. And my tickets to the concerts and stuff like that, huh? Knezovich, yes.
That's the first or the last name?
That was the first name. I don't even want to tell you what the last name was.
He was putting them on, of course, trying to let them know that as far as he was concerned, they had no business snooping around in his personal past. But as his fame grew, so did the repertorial curiosity. And privacy and anonymity became more and more the substance of things hoped for, of things not seen.
Where are you putting us and the rest of the world on, so?
I don't know. I'm just trying to answer your questions, you know, as good as you can ask them.
Gradually, the reporters and the world got some of what they were after. The facts. Just the facts. He had been born Bob Zimmerman in the city of Duluth, Minnesota, on May 24, 1941. He had lived in five towns in four states before graduating from high school in Hibbing, Minnesota. And he had attended the University of Minnesota on a scholarship for 6 unhappy months before hitting the road that eventually carried him east to the village. Of those early migrant years, Gil Turner wrote in Sing Out,
"Everywhere he went, his ears were wide open for the music around him. He listened to blues singers, cowboy singers, pop singers, and others, soaking up music and styles with an uncanny memory and facility for assimilation. Gradually, his own preferences developed and became more clear, the strongest areas being Negro blues and country music."
What about the influence as a lyric writer or a poet? They mentioned the influenced by Guthrie.
No,
I don't hear the
that was more or less of a romantic letter, James Dean kind of thing. There are no more influences, you know. I would read somebody or listen to somebody because I would dig them. That would be the only reason I would, you know.
Well, who have you collected on records over the past 10 years?
That I personally like? La Delenia, Ma Rainey, all those people. The modern singers, Sir Douglas Quintet, or staple singers, some of the French singers.
In the way of poetry, who have you collected?
I haven't collected anybody. I like a lot of the older poets, so more than anybody around now.
I'm just average common, too. I'm just like him, the same as you. I'm everybody's brother and son. I ain't different than anyone. They don't use to talk to me. They're just the same as talking to you.
Pete Seeger.
Bob Dylan is essentially a writer who creates something and then restlessly moves on to create something else. I sometimes think he's like Picasso, has a different period every few years.
Judy Collins.
You know, Picasso was an innovator of great proportion, and he was never afraid. He's a classic example of that, of someone who's not afraid to change. He's not afraid of what's going to come out of him. Dylan's like that, too. He's not afraid of it. Maybe he's afraid of it because creating is a frightening process, but he's not too afraid of it.
I hope he lives to be 100 years old, and like Picasso, keeps on creating to the end of his days.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? And where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain you're gonna fall. Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. I saw highway diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. So guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard rain you're gonna fall. Oh, what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were a-blazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. Oh, what did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall.
Sometimes I go for a long time without figuring what the heck a line can mean or a song can mean. The hard rain is gonna fall. It says, when the home in the valley meets the dark, dirty prison. I couldn't figure what the heck that meant till I realized that in the life of every young person suddenly comes a time when their home, which has been a place of security and warmth, suddenly becomes a hated prison that they want to leave. The same home, but he himself has changed, and the home in the valley has become the dark, dirty prison. Now, I think people are wrong about saying, I know what he means. Bob is a good enough artist to know that his songs can mean several things. Great art can always be appreciated on different levels.
And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm a-going back out for the rain starts a-falling. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters, where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison, and the executioner's face is always well hidden, where hunger is ugly, where the souls are forgotten, where black is the color, where none is the number. And I'll tell it and speak it and think it and breathe it, and reflect from the mountain so all souls can see it. And I'll stand on the ocean until I start sinking, but I'll know my song well before I start singing. It's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall.
The Pop Chronicles continue in a moment.